Phoenix Audio presents
This Calder Sky by Janet Daly. Beneath a clear sky, the Montana plains rolled to the far horizon in an undulating sea of grass. Where once the shaggy-maned buffalo had grazed, a herd of 600 red-coated heifered cattle was gathered in a pocket of the plains. Held in place by an encircling group of riders, they bawled their discontent. Into this milling confusion, cowboys worked in pairs, walked their horses to slowly and methodically cut out crippled cattle, dry cows, the cows with poor spring calves, and the odd steer that had escaped the previous autumn's roundup. Webb Calder pointed the nose of his claybank stud at a cow to be separated from the herd, then sat deep and easy in the saddle to let the horse do its work. When he and the yellow horse had the cow, the cowboys moved in from the flanks to push the animal over the lip of the ground's pocket to where the injured or inferior cattle were being held. Riding back to the gather, Webb was joined by Nate Moore, who had worked the cut with him. The lank, weather-beaten rider was one of a small corps of cowboys who had their roots dug as deep into this Montana range as Webb Calder had. Yet, some invisible quality stamped Webb Calder as the cattle owner. For this was Calder land, as far to the south as the eye could see and beyond. All the livestock, except strays from the bordering small ranches to the north, carried the Triple C brand of the Calder Cattle Company. It was the heritage left by the first Calder who pulled up stakes in Texas and drove his herd north in 1878 to find free grass. That ancestor, Chase Benteen Calder, had carved out an empire that was measured in square miles numbering nearly 600. Cresting the rise of the untamed plain, Webb reined in his horse.